feeling is via remote.
Protesters once again took to the streets of Belarus Sunday, the latest in nearly a month of demonstrations following disputed elections that left longtime President Alexander Lukashenko in power. Tens of thousands of demonstrators turned out in Minsk today in numbers comparable to previous weekends, waving red and white opposition flags and chanting slogans. Human rights groups have said at least 70 protesters were detained Sunday. Lukashenko, in power since 1994, claimed victory in elections on August 9th. Opposition parties, along with the United States and the European Union, say the poll was heavily rigged. More than 7,000 protesters have been arrested, and widespread evidence of abuse and torture has also been reported. Belarus's main opposition leader, Svetlana Tikhanovskaya, has been in Lithuania since the election for what she says is her own safety. In an interview with VOA, she said she's working to organize new elections despite Lukashenko's refusal to do so. At least 90 people were arrested in Hong Kong Sunday during protests against the postponement of legislative elections. The elections, originally scheduled to be held Sunday, are one of the few times Hong Kong residents get to cast ballots. China's hand-picked Hong Kong leader, Carrie Lam, announced in late July that the city's election would be postponed for a year because of the coronavirus pandemic. The move was widely seen as a blow to the pro-democracy camp, which was widely expected to do well in the elections. Tensions have run high in Hong Kong after China passed a new security law in June, further diminishing the rights of Hong Kongers. For more on these and other international stories, please visit our website at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app to your mobile device. This is VOA News. Security officials in Tunisia say a police officer has been killed and another wounded in a knife attack in the coastal resort of Sousse. Three assailants were shot dead after the incident, described as a terrorist attack. No particular group has been blamed, but jihadists home from Syria, Libya, and Iraq remain a threat. More than 410,000 Americans could die from COVID-19, the disease caused by the coronavirus, by January 1st, according to the latest model by the University of Washington's Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation in the United States. It added that increasing mask use to the level seen in Singapore, for example, would decrease the cumulative death toll. The model's outlook for the world was even more dire, with deaths projected to triple to 2.8 million globally by January 1st. There are nearly 27 million COVID cases around the world, and more than 880,000 people have died from the virus, according to Johns Hopkins University data. Delegates from Libya's rival administrations met for talk Sunday in Morocco, more than 2 weeks after the two sides announced a surprise ceasefire. The meeting is being held at the initiative of Morocco, which had hosted peace talks in 2015 that led to the creation of a United Nations-recognized government for Libya. The talks brought together five members of the Tripoli-based Government of National Accord, or GNA, and five from a parliament headquartered in the eastern Libyan city of Tobruk. Libya has endured almost a decade of violent chaos since the 2011 NATO-backed uprising that toppled and killed veteran dictator Muammar Gaddafi. The crisis worsened last year when military strongman Khalifa Haftar, who backs the Tobruk parliament and is supported by Egypt, the UAE, and Russia, launched an offensive to seize the capital, Tripoli, from the GNA. Haftar was beaten back earlier this year by Turkish-backed GNA forces, and fighting has now stalled around the Mediterranean city of Sirte, the gateway to Libya's eastern oil field and export terminals. The death toll from a gas explosion that tore through a mosque in Bangladesh has risen to 24, officials are reporting Sunday, as rescuers described how survivors jumped into a nearby open sewer to cool their bodies and escape the flames. Worshippers were at Friday evening prayers when fire blasted through the mosque in a town near the capital, Dhaka, emergency services said. The mosque's imam was among the dead. There's been growing anger over the incident after the committee running the mosque alleged the state-run gas transmission firm had earlier demanded a bribe to fix reported leaks more quickly. The remote, I'm Laurel Bowman, VOA News.